Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley, joining us in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual Bell Ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle consigned. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Mark McCulley is the Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association, the nation's largest beef breed. He says that 2020 was a challenging year for the breed and for the purebred producers that make up the American Angus Association. He says it was a year that everyone had to be flexible.
You know, we've watched our breeders adapt to how they put a sale together, you know, and look at augmenting maybe an in-person sale with more technology, more online bidding, you know, just change the way they go about that sale format and things. And the response has been tremendous. We had a great sale season through the spring. Our fall sale season has been tremendous. We've seen, again, breeders adapt and come out with really, really good results.
I know in talking with, you know, some of the folks at this show, Gerald Callahan and others that you're well aware of, they talk about the vital nature of the seed stock industry, the purebred industry, to make sure that we have high quality beef that can get to the consumer.
You bet. It really all starts with the genetics and the seed stock, and so we need opportunities to get our breeders together, and we need to make sure that they've got an opportunity to market and showcase their genetics. We have a lot of breeders that come to these kinds of events to see other genetics and see what's working in other operations to help make breeding decisions for what they're going to do in their outfit. So these things are very vital, and they definitely, when we look at the number of sales we have here at this event as well, it really sets the tone as well for the spring sale season. Typically, when this event, in the past Denver, but I believe this year here at Cattlemen's Congress, these strong sales are going to translate on out to a really strong demand that we're going to see throughout the spring bull and female sales.
I know one of the things that you've really been excited about within the Angus industry, in the association, the fact that you've been able to provide so many tools to your breeders, to your purebred operators, to successfully do their business, whether it's EPDs, genomics, the Angus Link program, you can just kind of go on and on.
Yeah, and I think that's really, we see that as our role as an association, is provide that toolbox. We know we have a very diverse membership. We have breeders that have this is their sole source of income. They're large in scale. This is what they do. We have others that have a handful of cows, and both are important members to us as an association, but we also recognize those members need different tools. And so I think really a challenge for us is to provide tools of value and relevance to that diverse base that we have. You know, it's fun to stay, you know, we have to stay on the very cutting edge with our most progressive breeders, things in genomic technology, programs like Angus Link. And then we know we've got new breeders coming in that need us for educational resources and things on, again, just some of the basics of genetic selection, the basics of marketing, building a seed stock brand and marketing cattle and advertising resources and all of that. So we've really got to be pretty diverse, but that's a pretty fun challenge to have.
Of course, one of the signature cards that you've got, everybody's interested if you're talking about black cattle, and that's a certified Angus beef program.
Yeah, it's definitely a competitive advantage that we have been around for now, you know, since 1978, continues to have just incredible momentum in the marketplace, and we've see growth just year over year. You know, this year was the first year in a long time that we did not see growth, and it really came in just a handful of months where food service business was as we all know, decimated, but what's been interesting is we've seen the retail retail side of our business, so the grocery side of our business, that has picked up so much of that slack. And now today, you know, we're setting some, October, I believe, was a top 10 all-time month for the program. And so, kind of back on track. Food service is kind of being able to get back on its feet. It's still really rough out there. I don't want to paint that picture inaccurately. We still have a number of our food service licensees that are really, really struggling. We feel for them. We've tried to be there for them through this tough time, as help them as they transition their business to maybe more takeout and to go outdoor dining, and try to be a partner with them as a resource for them as they get through those tough times as well.
The Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.